My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Brook Park Dome, yes or no? It's that simple. Is this what you want, or do you want them to work something out downtown? Because some people are like, Ken, it looks like a warehouse. I think if anything, it looks like, they say it looks like a warehouse. The people are critical of it. I thought it looked pretty nice. I said if I was going to say anything, I think it kind of looks like a library from outside. Except for the video board. But if there weren't a video board, I go, that kind of looks like a giant library from outside.
You see what
they
did?
At the end of a neighborhood.
You see what they did with the dog pound?
It's like a long thing. Do you wonder how big is that? Because you know what they're doing with the Clippers. Ballmer's having that thing he calls the wall on the other side, where it's just one giant section. Which is, I got to see this thing to believe it, because it's hard for me to imagine it. And even when I've seen the pictures of the build, and I haven't looked in a long time, but even when I see a picture of the build, it's really hard to put into focus of what it's going to look like. I mean, that it's all going to be there. You know, some people said, well, the dog pound's dead now. I don't know. I heard the same thing for a lot of years when the Browns were lousy, that the dog pound died and that went into the lake with the old stadium. You know, now that they don't allow you to bring batteries to throw and actual dog biscuits and a keg of beer that's underneath a doghouse anymore, when it sold out, got corporate, quote-unquote, that's when the dog pound died. It's interesting how different generations are. You know, my generation would have looked at it and go, you guys are gatekeepers. You guys need to get with the times. Guys who talked about the old stadium that way, municipal stadium, and the loving features that they had and memories that they had with municipal stadium. And now I think it's kind of, here we are, we're our generation, there are people in our age group, Anthony, I know you're a little older than me, but we're all roped in, that in our age group, they're upset going, this is tradition, you're ruining tradition. And there's a lot of people younger than us going, yeah, indoor football, Brook Park, looks nice, do it, looks opulent, here we go.
I'm excited about it. I never could really dream of a scenario where we were going to have a venue that could host the biggest events in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, there's no guarantee, right? They're not telling you there's a guarantee of a Super Bowl, but I imagine they're going to be pressed hard on this to try to get that commitment from the NFL. But it's not just Super Bowls. We've been getting passed up by so many of the national, international recording artists. You're not getting the biggest events, and it's always been kind of one of those tools that we've been missing, you know, and being able to get all the best of the best.
You'd get Taylor Swift here is what that's how that would go. So you'd get Taylor Swift here, and that'd be one thing. I know that down in Cincinnati, talking to some people down there, and we had Mo Egger on yesterday morning, that a lot of people down there are paying attention to what goes on up here with our stadium and the situation there. I mean, they might as well be playing in an old tool shed compared to what this thing looks like. I mean, this is incredible. But there are very significant outcomes to this and very strong reactions to this. And there is, and I respect the opinion. While I look at this and I say, this is the future, I don't have to talk about just 10 dates a year and a monster truck rally and maybe a concert or two. This is something that it should be and would be in play for 365 days a year, and maybe even multiple events at different ends of it. Like, I tell you what, the Superdome, as much as I say, like, hey, that harkens back to the old days, they use that thing for multiple events. They run two events at the same time out of that place at times. They do the same thing over at Lucas Oil. Like, you could do a lot of things in those buildings. I would root for something like that, but I look at it and go, I'm a traditionalist at heart. I respect those feelings. The people who are talking about tax dollars, the use of tax dollars, I very much respect those feelings. And I said at 6 o'clock where I have to stand on that. And I would think that that's a very open and honest answer by me. But
they're going to have to be a lot more specific than they were yesterday. I mean, yesterday was you know, a nice joyous sentiment to get people excited. Here's the amazing video footage and the renderings of what it's going to look like. Yesterday was the look at this shiny thing day. Mm-hmm. Yesterday was not the day for let's get really involved in the numbers. Let's find out if any of this math actually works, because obviously there's always going to be skepticism over that. We don't typically trust anybody when it comes to huge projects until we see the fine print.
How have you been on this? Because I'm just trying to remember. I'm not trying to pick a fight just yet anyway. Originally, I wanted them to work something out downtown. Now, mm-hmm. over the last couple of years,
as did I.
I've seen one side try to work on something. I've seen another side be hesitant to it. And I say that, really, I've seen the mayor's office be hesitant to it. I think Blaine Griffin is trying to do what he can do. And you know I've been critical of city council in the past. So if I'm saying it, it's just my opinion. I mean it. He's been pretty out front on it. I'm thinking, man, when it comes to this type of project, it seems that Blaine Griffin is the acting mayor, the city council president, right? I want them to work something out downtown. Just as time goes on, it seems that that's just going to be impossible to do. That whatever agreement that they had, the city doesn't like. The city is more than welcome to come up with a plan that's going to invest those dollars more wisely for the lakefront. And God bless them, I hope they do. I remain skeptical because of history, but I think we're skeptical on everything there. When it comes to the Browns, they didn't get that land just to look at it, for crying out loud. And you see something that's there that a lot of people already seem to like. It's hard to go against that. It's hard to go against that. I mean, this thing looks like a mix of SoFi and U.S. Bank rolled into one.
And a world-class setup, a world-class facility, not only for your team, but your fans. I mean, guys, your fans will not complain about this once they get a chance to actually sit in those seats, watch a game. They're never going to complain about it. There will be zero complaints about what that is like and what they're getting. Now, a fair question, PSL situation, how much are those tickets going to go up? Are they pricing out the fan? Because that would be a huge misstep if you built this and then nobody could afford it. So they've got to be sensitive to that.
Well, we brought Daryl on a couple of years ago when this first started, really, the ball started rolling on this. That was Daryl was steadfast going, people can't afford tickets to that thing. They won't be able to do it. And my issue was, well, I don't know if they're catering. I don't think the NFL in general is catering to general fans anymore. I don't think college football is anymore. I think that there's schools out there that they'll take any fan they can get, don't get me wrong, in the area. But Ohio State, you see how much it costs to go to Ohio State game anymore? I don't think that they're catering to general fans. I think at one time they did, not anymore. I don't think the NFL caters to Kenny Carmen, the plumber who works 5 days a week, 12 hours a day, and then wants to go get season tickets for the Browns. I don't know if that's necessarily the case anymore or going to be the case in the future.
Well, what would you say is a fair expectation when you say the average fan? The average fan has been able to attend NFL games for many years.
And they've certainly been able to attend Browns games for many years.
Oh, and remember, we had the cheapest tickets in the NFL. Now, we'd also been bad for so long, so they had no justification to ever elevate those ticket prices.
I think that Kenny Carmen, who's a plumber, who is working 5 days a week, maybe 6 days a week, obviously, even with side jobs. I think the Anthony Lima, who is a contractor, is going, do I really want to go downtown and deal with this, that, and the other mm-hmm. and get season tickets, or do I want to sit in my basement with a great TV from Extend Technology and watch all this going on? I think that that's different. And so now that they go, okay, we might not have as many quote-unquote season ticket holders that are general fans, but can you get Kenny Carmen, the plumber, who can buy tickets from the season ticket holder on the secondary market and go twice a year? Maybe that's a possibility to it. And maybe a season ticket salesperson over there would say, I'm full of it. But I think that that's kind of the way the league is going on these type of things. Corporate partnerships matter more. A lot of the folks that are doing season tickets, I think it's of a different echelon. I think that the general fan and professional sports in a lot of ways is being priced out of it. And I think that that's the way it's generally going. So my issue has always been, you're going to pay more for tickets no matter what. The ticket prices are never going to go down. You might as well get the most for your money. You're going to pay more. When they build that stadium, them tickets are going to go up. And we are, if Peter King said it, he goes, man, you guys in Cleveland, you guys complain over every single price thing. I go, damn right, they should. But because of that history, I think we're probably going to see prices on some of these tickets when this place gets built, and I think we're going to have a shock. I think that you and I are going to have a show when those ticket prices are out that it's going to be batting down the hatches. There's going to be some angry people calling us up that morning. 216-474-0092. My whole issue of it is, if you're going to pay that much more, I would hope you get much more out of it, because if you're going to have a new outdoor stadium, you'll be paying a lot of money for those tickets too. Let me go to Matt and Wycliffe. You're first up on the Fan. Hello, Matt.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Not too bad, Matt. Go right on ahead.
Okay. So my personal thoughts on this, and I could be just, you know, delusional because, you know, I'm not, you know, a normal get-in-downtown kind of guy. Hmm. That North Coast Harbor area trying to get in and out every day for a Browns game is just it's brutal all the time. Like, just because there's one way in, one way out, basically. There's no, like, I mean, you're basically landlocked because there's the lake there, there's the, you know, Rock Hall Science Center, and just, you know, just doesn't seem like that. Like, there's good traffic, at least if you move it to, you know, where they're proposing in Brook Park, there, you know, you can at least hypothetically develop multiple, you know, inroads in there.
Yeah.
The other thing, and admittingly, I feel like I've gotten soft over the years. So, you know, I know you guys are married, obviously, and your wife's, I don't know if your wives are, like, cold weather fans of games, but my wife, like, we have to, or she'll tell me all the time that, like, she doesn't want to go to a game if it's, like, below, like, 50 or 45 or whatever. I'm like, at least with this, like you might have a lot of people that are like, hey, 72-degree climate-controlled dome, and, you know, you might have more people, because, you know, for all the tough talking about how this is a hard-nosed, cold-weather team of fans, I've seen that stadium when it's, like, you know, 20 degrees, 15 degrees, snowstorms. You see a lot of orange in the stands.
Yeah, Matt.
Like, I bet you.
Yeah, Matt, and that's the entire case of it here, man, is that, and you know this, is like back in the day, okay, say in 1970, I was paying $20, $24, like the average of $20 a ticket. And the price for beer is low, and the price for a hot dog is low. Yeah, you know what? I'll go sit in 15-degree weather. But if you're going to pay an exorbitant sum, which you are going to, I should say you would want to be comfortable in that situation. Would you not? You would.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes, yes. Matt, thank you very much for the call. 216-474-0092. Is this what you want? You more than likely have seen the renderings. If you haven't, I'm sure we have a link to it, 923thefan.com. I know we're positive to that. Go ahead, check out the renderings. Do you want something like this, what they showed you yesterday, what the Browns showed you, or do you want them to work something out with downtown Cleveland? If you do, you better make sure the mayor's listening, because I don't know if he's paying that close of attention to this sort of thing. From 19 News, ladies and gentlemen, the great Dan DeRose joins us on the show. Dan, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Dan, imagine a dome where Caitlin Clark could come in and sell out the whole place. I mean, it would be amazing. Yeah. Then, you know, Taylor Swift could open for her, but it would be amazing.
It definitely seems like the writing is on the wall that when Mayor Bibb put out his proposal last week, that I think you could see that, first of all, it was a one-page offer. And when that came out and I looked at that, I said, you got to be kidding me. You're trying to keep an NFL franchise in your downtown, and you come out with a one-page, I think there were 12 items in the offer. You're going to give them some parking spots. And I think it was item number 5 that was very interesting to me. It was the first time that Bibb has said, let's be honest, I had Mayor Bibb in an interview 3 weeks ago when the city got the money for the land bridge that's going to be built, regardless of if there's a stadium. And I asked him, and I said, point blank, you said when you were running, you said in the beginning of your term as mayor that that lakefront, the development of the lakefront, was going to be your baby, your legacy. And he said, absolutely. He said, for 100 years, they have tried to develop the lakefront, and nobody has gotten it done. I am going to get it done. And that is 100% going to be his legacy. So when he put out his city's pitch a week ago, I think the writing was on the wall. He knows it's a done deal.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
He knows he's going to be the second mayor in Cleveland to lose the Browns, so to speak. And that's why when he put out that offer, he did not get in front of the camera. He sent out his chief of staff, which, hey, I understand. You don't want to be on camera saying, this is a great deal. And then 2 weeks later, the Haslams come out and say, well, here's what we're going to do. So there's, as much as you say that he doesn't want anything to do with or isn't listening to the Haslams, we know they had biweekly meetings, and when it comes to meetings, you have to remember, us as average people, we have no idea how many meetings are going on behind closed doors down in Columbus, here in the county. Chris Ronayne is the county executive. He is in a very interesting position here. Does he play ball with downtown and give up a bunch of county money for downtown? Or does he work out like an 8-county consortium because everybody is going to come to this facility? And does he pull in money from 8 different counties saying, hey, your residents are going to be coming to this dome as well, so let's all chip in?
Dan DeRose, 19 News, joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. See, I totally see that. And Dan, I know that you follow this very, very closely. It's just been my contention here that the lakefront development stuff that Mayor Bibb has talked about, I'm thinking, yeah, I don't think they're very serious. I think about keeping the Browns here. I think that they'd rather develop that land for something else. Is that kind of what you're picking up? I don't know if they ever really wanted the Browns to stay downtown.
I mean, the first plan that they have paid a lot of money for, and they've done multiple studies and feasibility on if you can develop around that stadium, you take the 20 acres north, that's how much is there, those two just desolate parking lots that sit there except for the 8 days a year. That is 20 acres. That is enough to develop. But in item five, it was the first time that he said they would negotiate with the Haslams on the development of that 20 acres. And I think that has been the holdup point for the Haslams the whole time. Haslams are extremely smart business people. They know that the money they're going to make is not so much in the downtown stadium. The money they could make is in the office space, the residential space, the bars, the restaurants that you could build around the stadium. And so for the first time in item five, Bibb says, oh, we're willing to negotiate now with the Haslams on the development, where before he said, no, the city is going to develop that piece of property. And so that was a huge change. And so in that shiny new rendering video that we get, you notice the stadium, but notice everything else. Notice all of the buildings. What, there's five, six, seven other buildings at surrounding least. That stadium?
At least.
That's where the money is. If the Haslams develop that, that is leases, that is rent, that is, dozens and dozens of years of income besides that beautiful, shiny new stadium.
Dan DeRose, just another question, because I did notice yesterday it was an amazing presentation. It was a very thorough breakdown from the Browns in terms of a impassioned plea to the fans of Northeast Ohio. With that said, little lean on specifics. And I don't know, did that surprise you at all? It was a weird day. So many people without power, so many people probably didn't even get a chance to look at it or try to even seek out some of those specifics. So what did you think in terms of that? How are they going to make this work math-wise?
So I was a little confused as to why they released it yesterday after all the storms. You could have waited a day, but you have to keep in mind this has been a chess match from the very beginning. And every move they make is carefully thought out. They have strategists working this. They have lobbyists that are helping them. So it had to have gotten released yesterday for a reason. Is there a big meeting coming up that we don't know about in Columbus saying, hey, look at this and look at the reaction that we got from Northeast Ohio? Everybody loves this idea, so state, you better get on board. Now, when it comes to money, I know personally I've had contact with the mayor's office or the governor's office. We have heard the governor say time and again he knows that, and the governor loves having businesses come into Ohio, relocate to Ohio, and he says we know for a fact that if we are going to attract more and more to Ohio, which is happening, we need professional sports. We need these shiny new stadiums that everybody else is getting. There is a fund that has already been created. It was created as they built the Columbus Crew Stadium. Is that the soccer team down in Columbus? Mm-hmm. And they said, look, if the state puts in money, and this was kind of funny, if the state really helps out with this Columbus Crew project, because it is in Columbus, you know, we're going to look pretty bad to the rest of the state when they want new stadiums. So when they built that, there was a fund that was set up because they knew that Cincinnati is going to need a new stadium right after Cleveland does. And so there is money there. Now, the dollars and cents and who's going to come forward, clearly the Haslams are saying they're going to put up half. They were going to put up half if it was downtown. They're going to put up half if it's the Dome. But that is a lot of, you know, so now you're talking $1.2 billion that you've got to get from the state, the county. Does the city pitch in at this point? You're going to look kind of bad if you don't, but it won't be the $490 million that they were
going to pitch in after losing the stadium?
You're going to look pretty bad if you don't. They are still the Cleveland Browns. Now, I don't think they are. There's no way you're going to put in $460 million like you were downtown, but they've got some Syntax money that, that $4 million in Syntax money that they were going to give to that project. You've got to give something. They are still the Cleveland Browns. You will look pretty shady if you don't.
Wasn't it Ed Koch in New York who wouldn't have a Super Bowl parade for the Giants? Because he goes, they play in Jersey, let Jersey pay for it. That's some good stuff. Dan, can't thank you enough for the time, man. Thanks for checking in with us. Again, we hope you're well, and thank you very much for the perspective, buddy.
Go Browns.
Dan DeRose, 19 News on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
Thursday night at 7. 92.3 The Fan.
This is a great deal. And then 2 weeks later.
Sometimes you just need a fix.
FML, my life.
My life.
FML,
fix my life.
Denny, what do we do?
Fixing lives.
My life.
I see a lot of people chipping in, helping out, getting motorists where they need to be by cutting down trees, because it has been a whirlwind over the last few days since that storm hit. A lot of people without power. Still, so what was the number, Kenny?
It was 217,000, what I saw last. That was just on the news. I literally just saw that. Yeah.
Almost 218,000. Half of them have been fixed. I'm not sure if that's...
Well, that is good news. The bad news was, as Owen woke up this morning to a voicemail... But he was going to be without power for a while. A long while.
You want to hear that?
Yeah, you know what? Hit it. An uplifting message.
Yeah. Busk. Here
uplifting for everybody.
This is the Illuminating Company calling to update you with an estimated time to have your power restored. The estimated time will be approximately 11:30 p.m. on August 14th.
It's the 8th.
2027. Thank you, Dottie, from the Illuminating Company. So we're all in it. We're going to be dealing with stuff for a while. Yeah. My question was... When I was over at the in-laws yesterday, I noticed...
How old were these boys?
I think they were teenagers. Okay. They were in high school.
Teenage boys. Okay.
Kind of hanging out at home. Not really helping out the cause. Not even in their own house.
So they were just hanging out? They weren't going out and helping anybody
not
else?
Even helping.
I mean,
not even helping their own yard.
I'm not trying to sound like Nixon here, but I think it's time for conscription.
What do we need to do here?
And you could sit there and say, well, you're going to help out Tyler because, well, we were going to pick you anyway, so come on over and help out. Seriously, it's a great time to teach kids how to use a chainsaw. It's a great time to teach them how to chop that wood if they want to with an axe and figure out how to stack wood off the ground and make sure that as much critters as you possibly could get in don't get in. It's a great time to learn how to make one of those. Did you ever see one of those shift deals there where you can stack up firewood where you get the cinder blocks out and you lay the 2x4s over there or the mini railroad ties for the gardens? It's really, really nice. You could do all that. And it's a nice time to teach Aiden or Tyler or whatever the hell they name their kids now and go right on ahead and make sure everybody knows how to do it. Yeah.
So you're saying they need to be out of the house helping.
Yeah.
My two youngest boys were out of the house helping. They definitely had one intention only, and it was not to help thy neighbor, but to make a profit off of thy neighbor.
Hey, that counts.
I said,
oh, that's the beauty of it.
Take these rakes and see what you can get. And they came home with $60.
And that's the beauty of the free market system.
They're getting work done.
That's the beauty of the free market system.
So I'm okay there?
Yes. Yeah, hell yeah. You don't need to, if somebody's willing to pay them.
It's an emergency.
If someone's willing, well, there's certain, if it's just like a one-off or something, yeah, maybe help thy neighbor. But if it's like an all-day thing in bill down the street.
Now, what I didn't tell you was
what
the leaves that they took out of yards, if the people said no, they put them in their yards.
Well, now that's not nice.
They didn't do that.
Okay. That I don't know if I'd condone that. But, yeah, if Bill all of a sudden goes, hey, I want your work. Okay, well, I'll give you $60. Well, $60 is $60. Go ahead and do it.
Oh, no, they went $10 a yard. They got six.
Oh, good.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
That's very nice.
Kenny, debris in every yard.
Debris.
I mean, I'm in Bay. I know Lakewood got hit hard.
Mm-hmm.
Avon Lake.
It started there. They confirmed last night that there was a tornado from Avon Lake to Rocky River. National Weather Service confirmed that.
It literally is every yard had some trees, some debris.
The house across the street, a giant oak went down in their front yard, took out their nice Ram. There is no extended cab on it anymore because that portion of the truck
half extended
no longer exists. Well, it's got a chop. It's one of those weird chops where you chop the middle out of it and hit the house next to it. Tons of, houses kind of, taken completely out in town.
Mm-hmm.
And I did see a lot of people out there helping. It's kind of, I don't know. It's not a great thing if you let your kids just sit inside all day.
It is. It's good to see, like, community. You see the people that jump into action. It totally changes how you feel about people, by the way. No matter what yes. your politics are, no matter what you think about that person, whatever drama's in their life, when real stuff happens, it's good to know who's gonna spring into action and actually help out, and you could see it.
That's why I didn't mind the Hawk Tua girl. People are, I'm tired of that. No, you know what? More Hawk Tua girl. And you know why? Because I'm not seeing political memes on my Facebook. I don't have to deal
just
with
it. Just taking the place of
them? Yeah, it's fine. Everybody can get along for a little while and do that. And I know that that's ran its course, obviously. But it still saves you from it. So you get to see people work together on something. By the way, Bad Sports Takes on Twitter says, FML, you know we live in a Sue happy world. All it takes is one accident and liability is through the roof. Hashtag free the boys. Here you go. So that is one thing you have to consider. If you employ them, well, then all of a sudden there's might be a problem there.
Just one last thing, because on the Facebook page is forever. We need to preserve the canopy in Bay Village. We need to preserve all the trees. The forestation here is what makes people attracted.
Call it the Little Forest City, next to Forest City.
Well, so I want to ask you, like, would you have second thoughts on whether or not the trees in the yard need to be taken down after you see the... How many properties have had sustained damage because of those same trees?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it is scary. It is scary to think about what those trees can do. I mean, we got one that is across the street and one over, and I was talking to the new property owners, and I was like, hey, what are you going to do with that tree? I mean, it would take us out. It would take us out. It would take the house next to us out. And I'm like, no pressure, but what are you guys going to do with that tree? And he's like, it's coming down. We can't have a yard because of it.
The neighborhood's going to be upset. They like to look at it. It's always somebody else who just likes to look at it once it causes you a problem. Yeah, get the kids out. Obviously, be safe, but make sure the kids are out. It's a great opportunity to get out there and help out your fellow man. And, you know, if they want to pay you some money, get some money paid as well.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!